listening to Retakes Podcast, your personally handpicked self-help section for industry animators. I am your host, Danny Abram, and I'm an animator in the UK, working in children's TV, feature films, and indie projects, and I'm here to share with you the hows, the whys, and the actions we can all take to make it in this crazy industry. Right? Oh, animation day rates going backwards. If you were just here for the quick answer, yeah, I think they are. You can tap out now. I know, sad times. I've had so many conversations recently about this in email and DMs, and it is usually the question I get asked the most from peers. So-and-so has offered me this much, what do you think? Or so-and-so has offered this, is this okay? Like, they're asking me if that's okay. I love it. You asked me because I'm old. I know. And I've seen a lot of day rates over the years. I don't really know how to make this episode positive. I am. It's another one of them that's just going to be painful for me to talk about. It's so annoying. Why do I keep choosing these topics that out me as an idiot? It's not fair. So I wanted to start this episode with some offers I've had recently and some wording, actually, that I've had recently that I just think is so interesting that it's coming around again and again. There's some sort of trend happening. I don't know why, but I love spotting it. And I do have to take a moment to step back before, like, my ego and my anger takes over during the negotiation process. So I've been approached by two studios recently for a myriad of different roles. And I'll just say the rates up front. So the first one was for $125 a day, and the second one was for $150 a day. And the cheeky thing about the $125 a day, aside from the fact I'm a 38-year-old with 15 years experience, was the amount of skills that that $125 rate had to cover. They wanted a 3D build, rig, animate, and with 2D animation projected on top. I don't want to give anything away, but that is quite a lot of skills wrapped up in one person. The second one is just for animation and is a rate that I see coming back time and time again. $150 seems to be across the board what studios are offering for an experienced animator and maybe even a fast animator. I don't know. They've asked me, I assume, for those reasons. I have to infer a lot. And I've got so much to say about this. So you guys know I'm struggling financially because I've told you twice. It's not funny. I don't know why I laugh. I've just had a bit of rotten luck with timing, finishing a series last year and then going on to nothing for 5 months now. I mean, we're in March now. And the pivot that I'm doing to try and rescue my career is going well, but like nothing will pay out probably until the next financial year now. So I am, on paper, someone you could call desperate. And offering $125 a day to someone who you could call desperate might, there's a lot of argument for just taking that, isn't there? I can hear the generations above me saying, you should be grateful, take what you get, money is money. I'd bloody kill for $125 a day. What are you mourning about, you stinking millennial? And sure, maybe. But here is something interesting. The wording that the guy used to float that to me was, I don't know if we've talked about rates yet, but all our other animators are on $125 a day. Can you confirm that's okay with you? And that sentence just sent me backflipping out the window, to be fair. Firstly, pitted me against my fellow animators in one sentence around a topic as incendiary and emotional as money. Pretty interesting. Just to outright say our other animators are on $125. I wanted to write back, let me know their names. I would love to mentor them. And another interesting sentence that the other studio that I'm being so careful not to name studios or projects and stuff for obvious reasons, and also it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter who they are and it doesn't matter what projects they are. But another sentence was, can you confirm you will do this for $750 and provide your own equipment? I think that was basically the full sentence. Obviously, there was some pleasantries and politeness surrounding both those sentences in both those emails. But each had the same effect, just sent me backflipping out of the window. And I really like that point about providing your own equipment as well. Cool. Yeah, let's write that down. I'm going to note that down. If you are listing that as a perk, then I'm going to use that as a perk too. I am desperate, but the 125 was an instant rejection from me. Not only because that project sounds difficult, a very tight timeline. They are wanting someone who can do multiple disciplines. I'm sorry, but like, if you think rigging is easy, I'm here to tell you, hell no. Maybe there was not enough information to go on. Maybe I've got it wrong. Maybe it wouldn't be difficult. Maybe they didn't care if it was any good. Maybe they didn't mind that it wasn't rigged comprehensively like I'm used to doing. Maybe I should have asked more details on style. But £125 a day is a rate I've not been on since at least 10 years. I think at least. I've been through some of my old accounts for this episode today, so I've got some figures and facts lined up for you that if you want me to expose myself so much, I will. It's coming. Years, way pre-pandemic as well. And I feel exactly the same about 150 a day. I know I was on 150 a day way before the pandemic happened on a preschool show that I found well within my style, well within my capability, well within my skills, etc., etc. So to be offered the same rate when I have so much more skill and the role is asking so much more from me and more speed, likely that they've not said it, but it's likely. And on my own equipment with my own software, how is it the same? We've had about 5 years where the world shat itself and everything else has doubled in price. Toothpaste is doubled in price. Butter has doubled in price. And guess what? My energy bills have doubled in price. Like, they make me cry. So if you've received an email that has wording that is sort of triggering you and you think, I don't feel right about that, that doesn't sound fair and I don't like it and I want to be angry and fuck you, you can ask for more time to have a think, which is what I've done in one of those cases. There's no way I can answer a question based on one email without having a really good think about it. Currently, I am trying my darndest to write my career path and hopefully change tact a little bit and put myself in a situation where I am financially safer and I can rely on my income a little bit more and I can save more of a buffer than I had back in September last year when I had, around a 5K buffer. And that has all gone. I can't ever let myself get in that situation again. I am too important to me. Okay? I am too important to me. I'm not going through that again. So I am currently trying everything I can in order to future-proof myself. And I don't think that does include these studio rates. I reserve the right to change my mind at any point. Do not hold me to this. Like I said, I'm desperate. So the only thing I could do in that moment is ask for more time to think about it because I can't come up with a clean answer right now. And I currently can't think of a nice way of wording no. You might say, do you need a nice way of wording no? And you're right. No, I would agree with you. In most cases, the 125 just got a really nice polite no. I don't mind pulling out of something I'm not too far into and does not even remotely match what I'm expecting. I haven't talked about what I'm expecting, have I? So for clarity, that studio offered me 125. Why is that an instant no? It's a good question. Because 125 is, it's not even near what I am expecting for my age bracket and my experience range and all the skills I know. And I just thought for the time scales that this studio has for this project, it is easier and better for both parties for me to just jump out now, tap out and say, I'm not even going to negotiate with you. Good luck to you in the project. But if you ever need a senior animator for another project, please keep me in mind. Just for your information, my day rate is usually 200 to 250. Starting at 125 for negotiations does not give the impression there's any room to move, and especially wrapped up in a sentence that says our other animators are doing it for this, which I don't believe. And I don't know about you. Do you believe that? Maybe. Maybe he's right, but then that does suggest to me that then, okay, we're wildly different experiences and maybe even different age brackets. I don't know. I mean, it gives a myriad of impressions, none of them facts, I know. There are some facts, though, about living in this world and working in this world and the things financially that we have to commit to that we sort of baseline need covering before we can even get out of bed, right? Lots of things cost money now, and lots of things cost more money now than they have ever costed before. If you're a freelancer like me, you have to put tax aside. And if this happens to you every year like it does me, and you're only just on the cusp of learning, that putting 30% of your earnings aside will not ever cover that surprising number in January because, ding ding, beautiful, you have forgotten payment on account just like I have. It's even less desirable. Like 30% of 125 is, what is it? It's over £30, isn't it? So like, let's pretend Danny can do maths, but she can't. But let's take £30 off 125 and we are left with 95. 95 day rate. Does that sound good to you, girl? No. But if you only saved 30%, you do not have enough to pay your tax in January because of the paying forward 15% called payment on account. So really, in an ideal world, you would put away 45%. Suddenly, thinking about it in those terms, putting 45% of the earnings away in a separate account so you can pay tax in January, that is nearly half. That is so much money when you think about it like that. So half of 125, or 45% of what, if you're already just half in that number to live on now, to pay your costs now, to pay for your software now, to pay for your food now, to pay for your rent now, no, it's not enough, is it? It's not enough. And some of those costs are never going to go away. I can eat less food, sure, but I'm already bloody desperate over here. I'm already eating less food. I'm already not going anywhere. I'm already not kayaking. I'm already never going on a holiday. Like, my life as an animator is not what I was promised when I was a kid. I only work. I barely have fun, and I barely have expendable income. Is that what it's called? God, I had to think about that because it's something I do not have. I survive year on year with what I earn into the next year. And this is extremely short-sighted as well. I have absolutely no buffer currently to even survive a gap now, let alone when I'm older and I'm not working. Hello, pension. Hello, future me, future daddy's problem. I know. So those low rates that you might accept in desperation have longer reaching consequences than you can imagine in that moment. I took a low day rate last year for a wonderful project for some other reasons other than money. I wanted to do, I don't have to tell you the reasons, but like the reasons were I squared it away in my head. I wanted to work on the project and it was very low day rate and that is fine for the moment. And I was happy to do that because it hit some other values. But I am suffering the effects of that decision because my buffer was eaten into. A low day rate doesn't actually cover what it costs to live on Earth currently. And that's without commuting and travel. Like, I'm a small girl over here living a small life. I had to also buy a new PC last year, which was a huge expense, really, which I could afford while I was working at that job just about. But it came right near the end. My tech was super old and I needed to upgrade. It had to happen. There was no getting around it, but that cost me £2,000 at the end of that project. So that can go on expenses, sure, but I still had to pay it, right? That's something that we all have to upkeep. And that second email that I had with the, and can you provide your own equipment, is interesting, isn't it? If you're thinking that that is worth pointing out as a perk, then I should be tacking that onto my day rate. Yeah, you're right. I am using my own equipment and my equipment hires itself out to me the cost of £10 a day, which is the cost of the PC, £2,000, divided by 200 working days of the year, equals £10 a day. So really, we should be going the other way, my girl. We should be going, it's £160 a day, surely, if you are hiring my PC as part of this deal. I just want to talk a little bit about the She Drew That salary report that came out at the end of last year, which is a fascinating, fantastic resource that you should definitely check out. And if you did not fill this in or did not help with this last year when Hannah from She Drew That was sharing it here, there and everywhere, please, please, please do this year. The more data we have, the more power we have. Some of the stats on this salary report are extremely sobering to me. I'm going to focus on 2D because that is what I usually get asked to do. And the last couple of years, that has been my main type of project has been 2D. So I'll stick to 2D animators, but there is data on the salary report for 3D, VFX and motion graphics. And I'm not going to read them out today because there are so scant few, but there are some stop motion people that filled this in too. And it is worth just checking out. So it is just an anonymous reporting of salaries across the UK per project. And Hannah's arranged this in averages, so we can all clearly see what our average earnings could look like. And this is where I just want to cry. I don't know if you can tell my voice has just started to shake because, oh boy. Okay, so this report starts with some just average salary and day rate stats for the 2D industry. And this is from anyone who submitted their role and their salary. So I'll go with animator and I will read out the annual salary for animator, and this is in the 2D sector, is 36,000, and the average day rate would be 293. Now those sound wildly above what I'm being offered. No studio has offered me 293. This number could be obviously skewed by London paying more, and maybe there are some outliers out there that are filling this in. I'm a 2D animator and I work in motion graphics and I get paid £600 a day or whatever, and so those are skewing the facts because I am talking mostly about TV animation production. So I think I could feel quite safe to say that you could pluck the lowest numbers out of this report and that would be more like what I am seeing across the TV sector. The average 2D animator salary for a junior, according to the She Drew That salary report, is 28k. It's 34k for a mid and 47k for a senior. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, what does that mean in day rates? I know. I wish, if she hasn't included something in this report, it just means there has not been enough data to make hypotheses on. So there might not have been somewhere where enough people put in a day rate, but they had put in a salary. So she's going with that. I've worked out my average earnings across the board for the last 4 years. And I can tell you safely, there is no way I am even hitting a junior average salary. If the junior average salary is 28k, I am coming in around 24 easily. And this is just some data for the last 4 years. I've got most of my my accounts archived because I don't need them, but I just need the last three. So I just dipped into the last three and found that I'm on track. So this year, obviously, it hasn't finished yet. But we'll end at the end of this month. I'm on track to earn 24k. The year before that, I earned 25k. And the year before that was 23k. Oh, God, does this make me feel all sorts of feelings? So the knock-on repercussions of accepting a couple of low day rates here, there and everywhere, especially in TV, amounts to a really meagre living. Especially with all the experience I have. 15 years in industry, and my maximum in the last couple of years has been 25k, which is below the average earnings of a junior. Something's going really wrong, right? I know that money is awful to talk about, and it is so emotional, but it needs talking about. So, like, what can happen from here? And if the rates I'm seeing, like if I'm being offered 125, I don't know where else are we going? Like, it does seem like we're going down. If I earned 250 on a project in 2020, but I am being offered 125 now, that is half. Yeah, sure. Not enough data either. Like, I'm only going off my own personal experiences, and your mileage may vary. If you're listening to this and you are laughing at my poverty. mentor me, please, because I thought I was good at this stuff until I started seeing facts. I like negotiating. I like saying, I'm really sorry, but this sounds like this kind of project and I've been earning this kind of thing for the last couple of years and it should be this and I'm expecting around this, so here's my number back to you. I love that. What if you didn't? What if you didn't know that you can do that? What if you don't know that you can ask for a little bit more? Are we all just collectively saying, okay, fine, and we're heading down? Like, where are we racing to? You've heard that phrase, race to the bottom, right? Where does it end? What if I can't live a life on Earth as an animator? What if I can't? Do I have to quit? I know that it is not studio's fault and it is not the fault of the people I'm negotiating with. They have been told a number on a spreadsheet And they've been told, get so many people for this. This is the budget. We don't want, like, no studio in the UK wants to make crap work, right? And I guarantee you, if they are, they don't want to either. Like, they are just doing it because there is some squeeze happening somewhere and these budgets are being set somewhere and the cost of living is rising and rising. Where is it going? Oh, I always try and end these episodes positively, but I have nothing. I have nothing. I am so shocked and saddened at the minute. I don't know what to do. All I can do is refuse. I can refuse to accept that rate and try my best to go direct to client instead. Currently, I am being approached to do more training than I am animating. And sure, why not? It's not my preferred pivot. I absolutely love animating, but I do love people and leading. So teaching does make sense to me. Training in a software that some people might know less than I or have less experience in it than I have, it's something that will keep my lights on for another couple of months. So I'm embracing it. I currently have a in-person training course happening in Cardiff, and thankfully that is paying a way nicer wage than any of the 2D TV work I'm being offered. I also have a direct-to-client project coming up. After my training course in March, I will then be working, making a film for a university. It's an explainer video, but we're going to make it super pretty. So I can do that. I can take care of myself that way. And that is actually what I have been doing mostly lately. I have revamped my website. I have put myself out there as a solo practitioner of animated content, and I'm seeing what that attracts, and working for myself rather than a studio and setting my own day rate that way. So if I have when I put the quotes out for those kind of projects, and I've done a couple now, which is so exciting, I set the studio rate at a number way higher than I've ever earned in TV. So for example, if I set it at £500 a day or £550, it gives me flexibility to hire someone if I can't do all that work that they might need, and especially if there are changes I am not equipped to deal with, maybe, I don't know, haven't actually gone through the entire process yet, but I have faith that it's going to be okay and start treating this all a bit more like a business. And cast your net as wide as you can. If someone is offering you a rate, but you've only really worked on really similar projects or in really similar locations, like both these rates came from Bristol, which surprised me because I just assumed, quite wrongly apparently, that like studios in certain locations would roughly know the landscape and they would probably offer the same kind of thing. But in the same city, there are wildly different rates happening. If you don't know that, if you don't have as much information going into a negotiation as you can get hold of, then cast your net wider. Start applying for all sorts of stuff and just go through the process of negotiating, interviewing, whatever. I know it sounds like a massive time sink. Yeah, sure. Maybe, but it's all information gathering. It's all evidence building so that when you do negotiate something that you do want, you have backup. A really good place to start is obviously the She Drew That salary report. It's so good to see, even though it's obviously soul destroying at the same time, but it's so good to see those averages so that you can start your negotiations way, way, way higher. Clearly, I am failing. If I'm coming in lower than a junior, then I have failed. And maybe I am not the person to be listening to either. So cast your net wide. Ask 3 friends what they're earning. Get that data yourself. Use the resources that are already out there. Think about how it's going to make you feel. And just do your damn best, okay? I know you will. I know you will. If you want me to do an episode about pivoting so that you can go direct to client, let me know, because I would love to do that. I'm right in the middle of it and I'm finding it all very fascinating. I'm not sure if I can say I hope you find this helpful, because is it? But I hope it sparks conversation around the industry. I hope you all chat to each other. I hope. Come chat to me. Email the pod. Email me at retakespod@gmail.com. And come find me on Instagram, Twitter, @retakespod. Check out She Drew That. Follow them. They are brilliant. And check out their salary report as well. If you're going into a negotiation, definitely, definitely go armed with that knowledge. So with that, have a great day animating, everybody.